come out to our February 23rd Riverside Church 30th anniversary Democracy Now! Celebration with Michael Stipe and Wynton Marsalis, Angela Davis and Naomi Klein, the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Masab Abu-Toha, Hooray for the Riff Raff, the Nobel Peace Laureate as well. Mary Aressa. I'm Amy Goodman. Get our tickets at democracynow.org.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, The Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Beat Banter on
CFRC Radio. Guys, good morning to Amy Goodman and Amy Goodman only. She actually just left the studio and she pat us on the back and she says, guys, do a good job. The things you're doing here change lives.
Exactly.
And welcome to another episode of
Be Banter. My name is Aiden.
I'm Sarah.
And we have a very special episode today. We're going to be playing some good tunes, as we always do.
No, because usually we play trash.
We play trash. But today
But Amy Goodman said, guys, I believe in you and I know you can do it. And so we're going to try to up our game today for you, Amy.
Exactly. Anything for you, Amy. Shout out to everyone listening right now. Shout out to Eric.
Shout out to the tea room. Shout out to Simon Ferro.
Yes.
I'll be playing my first two songs. This Montreal artist called Trust. I'm playing Bulb Form. I'm sorry. This is kind of a intense way to start the episode.
Yeah.
But that's okay. And then new music coming out. F. Cuckers has been slowly releasing some singles, and this is their newest one called Beat Back.
I'm so hyped for the album.
So good. It's so good. I know, like, come on. Like, L-U-C-K-Y.
I'm lucky. Y-O-U are mine because I'm lucky. Okay, play it.
Play them.
We'll be right back.
you can't handle me.
Handle.
Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be there.
You just listened to Bulb Form by Trust and Beat Back by Fakukers on CFRC.
Bangers, 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 bangers. That Fakukers song is so Fakuking crazy. Like,
yeah, it's literally Fakuking crazy.
It's so good. I'm really excited for their
It's like
their album.
Every song has been bangers. Like, I like it like that because I like it like that.
I think you started singing Cardi B.
No.
You, because I like it like that. How's the song go? I said I like it like that.
Yeah, this is a Cardi B show only. I love the clip of Cardi B on like some podcast being like, and my kids, they go to Kumon. I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you're whining. No, you sit down and you do
and you
tutoring.
Study, and you study.
Okay, and then whatever like the kid's name is, yeah. Like Cardi Jr.
Culture.
And then culture has sports and then back. I don't care. Wait, you whining. I want my kids to be better than me.
No, she's kind of real for that.
No, but I actually loved it. She's like, you come back. It's Kumon. It's tutoring. It's sports. And then when I don't care if I hear you whine.
Y'all, don't talk to me about Kumon. I used to work at Kumon.
Oh, well, she definitely did not say Kumon.
Yeah, she definitely did not.
Her kids got private tutors. Yeah.
Kumon is actually, like, I think it's actually evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so sorry if anyone out there is, like, a Kumon fan. Like, I genuinely don't understand how that's, like, actually teaching kids. Like, mm-hmm. I genuinely don't get it. Because I didn't realize there's no tutors.
If Kumon has no fans, I'm dead.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Should we talk about the moment?
Yeah, we can talk about the moment.
Guys, we watched Charlie's Movie.
Yeah, Charlie's Movie. Shout out to people listening in the cafe. Hi, Kaido. Hi. The Charlie XCX movie was interesting. I didn't think it was...
I didn't think it was great.
No.
But I'm glad she did this.
For context, because I feel like a lot of people don't actually even know what it is going into it. I didn't know it was a mockumentary until, like... And I didn't know Charlie was playing Charlie, like, genuinely until, like, 5 hours before the movie.
Yeah.
It's like a mockumentary about Charlie D'Amelio, of course.
Making Brat.
Like the Brat tour and like having Alexander Skarsgård, like this new director, come in to try to like revamp it because he wants to film a movie about the Brat tour.
He wants to make it like family friendly.
Yeah, and like he wants to make it like Eras Tour-esque.
Yeah, Eras Tour coded. It's definitely like a, like digs at Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
a little
bit. But here's the thing, like it just doesn't get, because like it's like at some points it's like trying to get like, oh, everyone is so stressed, it's so crazy, like things are getting out of control, but like nothing crazy that crazy happens.
Yeah.
The best part about the whole movie was she's in Ibiza.
Ibiza.
She's in Ibiza.
This is spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler. She's in Ibiza and Kylie Jenner comes and she just looks so beautiful. It's the best part of the movie. It's just so good because Kylie comes in and she looks so beautiful.
And she's good at playing herself, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, I mean, I hope everyone's good at playing themselves.
Yeah, like Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary playing himself in Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful. I hope she takes the Grammy or the Oscar away from Timmy with her role in that, Kylie. Like,
no,
she was
real.
Really good at it.
Oh, we should talk about the Oscars after they happen.
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
We did watch some of the Grammys.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. We did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I literally could not stop going to Aiden and be like, and I used to drive you gone.
Yeah, enough of that. I'm going to play my next two songs of the episode, which are going to be Party at My Place by Xavier Sobase. Guys, I don't really like him, but this song banks. Production by Skrillex and Dylan Brady.
And we played a Dylan... Wait, was it Dylan Brady that we played last week with the Caroline Polachek Skrillex song?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is... I told you guys this is the year for Skrillex. Mm-hmm. This is my year of Dylan O'Brien O'Brady or whatever. Like,
Dylan O'Brien, too. I'll take that, too. And I'm also going to be playing Every Second Counts by Flatroom. Friend of the show, Flatroom.
Okay, we can't... That is, like, an over-exaggeration. Flatroom, you follow us on Instagram. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And you are doing great things right now, Nina Durachi.
Genuinely.
So, like, congrats to you. And you did great things on that Charlie Kirk track. So, like...
Charlie Kirky.
By the way, he made that song. Charlie Kirky. Yeah. I just popped up. I don't know if I can say that on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But play them.
But play it, guys. This song is so good. I've been listening to it on loop, so y'all better like it. Okay, everybody at the tea room, like, y'all better like it. Okay, play them.
Party at my place. It's a party at, it's a,
It's a party at my place. It's a party at my place. Yeah. It's a party at my place. 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 Hoes on my cause I think I'm Sasuke. Talking brazy, he ain't coming nowhere near my state. Check it, it's shitting if he coming at me sideways. Bending blocks, cruising in a small I-8. Hey, I ain't rushing shit, going at my pace. You know this time flies, so I don't check what the time say. I ain't rushing shit, good time say. Moving down the wild, this got me irate. Cruising I-8 down the motherfucking highway. Came through trim out, yeah, it's something slight game. Gun to your face, I don't even wanna fight game. Put the gun to your face, yeah, I know you thought your time came. But nah, just run it, just run it. Nah, just run it, just run it. Just, nah, just run it, just run it. Just run it, just run it. It's a party at my place. Yeah, it's a party at my place. Yeah, my place. It's a party at my place, my place. It's a party at my place. But nah, just run it, just run it. Nah, just run it, just run it. Just, nah, just run it, just run it. Just run it, just run it.
Tonight, if it's something that I saw. Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
You just listened to Party at My Place by Xavier Sobased, Dylan Brady, and Skrillex, and Every Second Counts by Flatroom on CFRC Radio.
Bangers. Okay, hey, Flatroom, that's our best friend,
that's
actually.
Twin.
We're
that's
really
twin.
Tight with Flatroom, actually.
That's Swim.
Me, Flatroom, and Amy Goodman low-key hang out. We pass the pen around. It's, like, beautiful.
Right.
Me, Flatroom, and Amy Goodman.
Right. That's Twin.
Those are twins, bitch. Oh. We triplets. Apologies.
Girl. Let's move on. Singing in the Rain, guys. We watched Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, guys, we watched Singing in the Rain. It was really good.
I can't believe you. We watched Singing in the Rain. It was good. I really liked, what's the guy's name? What's the actor's name?
Gene
Kelly.
Yeah.
He does crazy facial expressions. It's kind of insane.
Well, we talked last week about the Young Girls of Rochefort, and he's in that as, like, one of the only, like, Americans. Like, he's supposed to be, like, the foreigner or whatever. And then we watched Singing in the Rain. He's not in that much more, but this is obviously, like, the movie that, like, Ada was saying, made unveilings.
Like, this is, like, a groundbreaking movie in many ways, Singing in the Rain.
And it was fun. And there was that little guy who did, like, the slapstick comedy face. Like, that's going to be me at my stand-up
set.
Yeah,
I thought him and the other guy were going to be, like, queer-coded, but they're not at all. But, I mean, that's okay. What can you expect?
But it's beautiful. What else do we have to talk about?
Tate McRae
doing that USA ad.
Y'all know I'm Canada down, girl. It doesn't seem like it, though.
I had to explain this. Well, no, we talked about this. She did an interview, like, a while ago where she was like, yeah, Calgary, like, it doesn't feel like home. Like LA is home.
Oh, LA, sorry.
Yeah, and I'm like, girl, come on.
Girl.
Strap your Timberlands on. Put your Super Puff on. Go to Stampede. Like, be with your people.
Be with your people.
Like, put the Tims on. Get a McBieber meal.
Canadian, bro. Like, actually, bro. Lock in.
Like, come on, Tate. You need to be my perfect Canadian girl.
Exactly.
What's up with you?
Sarah, do you want to introduce your next two songs?
Yeah, speaking of Canadian girls, I'm playing a Broken Social Scene song.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, Almost Crimes, but the radio edit, the Radio Kill edit. Beautiful, perfect Canadian girls in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as well, beautiful song by Tiffy M, Crescendo. I've been listening to the song so much. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's
Let's
okay.
play them.
Play them.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made
on radio.
C-F-I-C.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
You just listened to Almost Crimes, the Radio Kills remix by Broken Social Scene and Crescendo by Tiffy M on CFRC.
Two bangers back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back to back to back to you. I don't want to go.
Beautiful. I love the Tiffy M song.
Yeah, it's good.
It's so good.
Hey, thanks. Love that. And love Broken Social Scene, famous Canadians, unlike somebody, unlike Tate McRae. Yeah. Guys, I don't know what to talk about. I could talk about how...
Yeah, we watched a few movies this week, so we could talk about those.
Yeah, we watched a movie called The Map That Leads to You, also known as...
The Crap That Leads to Poo.
Right. It was really bad.
It's the movie with Matt... Well, actually, we watched it over, like, 5 days periodically as we ate, as the chuds that we are. We sat down to eat our big girl meals
exactly.
And then watched, like, 13 minutes at a time. It's a movie with Madeline Klein and the guy who plays Archie in Riverdale.
Yeah, it's
whatever
not
his
good.
Name is.
The vibes are like it feels like it's trying to be like Linklater like hangout movie vibes, but they don't.
No, it's not good.
Right.
But you know what poopy movie did hit the spot? Regretting You, the Colleen Hoover movie.
Oh my gosh.
With
what's her name?
The blonde girl. The
what's
one who plays
name?
Someone, the one who's in Gifted, and the one who plays like the younger version of everyone.
Yeah,
I don't remember. Oh, McKenna Grace.
McKenna Grace. Yeah.
It was beautiful. Like it was such good slop and Marnie from Girls plays her mom in it. That was good slop.
The one review that was like, this is giving Lynchian. It's a little Lynchian. It's a little Buñuelian.
I love it when someone says it's Lynchian. Like, it's just bad acting. Lynchian. It's just people don't know how to act. People don't know how to read their lines. Oh my God, that's Lynchian.
It's Lynchian because it's set in the suburbs. Like, I literally don't understand what is Lynchian about.
That's what I'm saying. It's just bad acting. It's Lynchian. It's just bad acting. It's just an awkward script. Awkward script and bad acting is Lynchian, and that's
no,
why.
No, not too much. Not too much because Laura Dern, I think, is a great actor. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and that was beautiful.
Blue Velvet. I think there's great acting.
Uh huh. What else is coming out?
And we're gonna watch Mulholland Drive tonight with Eric.
Okay, Dolphin. Okay. But also, we're going to be watching Nirvana,
listening.
The band, the show, the movie.
Oh,
if you guys
right.
don't know, the web series Vice show, Nirvana, the band, the show, mm-hmm. with Matt Johnson and Jay McCray.
McCarroll? McCarroll. Jay McCarroll.
Jay McCray, father of Tate McRae.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know, Jay from Nirvana, the band, the show is actually Tate McRae's dad, which is a really insane connection.
I think Jay's quite attractive. Can I say that?
But if you guys have watched the web series, it's very funny. We watched the episode.
Sarah, rolling your eyes at me.
We watched the episode where they go see the Star Wars movie and then get kicked out because he's pretending to be blind and they were yelling every line of like the intro.
Pure
and it was
cinema.
Beautiful.
Pure kino.
And they're making the movie and we're going to go watch it Valentine's Day. Come on, me and one of my husbands going to go watch it on Valentine's Day.
We're open.
Well, I'm open. Aiden's not allowed to see anyone else.
I'm on a leash.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll play my next two songs of the episode, which are going to be Channel 83 by Patrick Holland. I'm also going to be playing the song Kruje Albania by 16:9 Ratio, which is an Ottawa-based DJ that Marg showed me.
Shout out, Marg.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's play him. Thank you.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
You just listened to Channel 83 by Patrick Holland and Cruje Albania by 16 by 9 Ratio on CFRC Radio.
Banger. Banger. And, you know, we love Patrick Holland in this house. I think I've talked about the really interesting event I went to in Vancouver with Patrick Holland and Coton.
Yeah.
It was so interesting. If you know Vancouver at all, it was like on the... It was in East Van. Mm-hmm. And I got these tickets because it was a, like, after-party release because at the time he had released, like, I think it's called Canada Canada.
Yeah.
And I had just, and I was recently, like, getting into Coton. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, the two of them were playing. I was like, wait, this is perfect. Show up. It's like, I show up to this random address that I get emailed, like, right before. There's no one there. I have to find the entrance through a back alleyway with a security guard.
Wait, you didn't even tell me all
okay,
this.
Okay, the event starts at midnight until 6 a.m., okay.
Okay.
And baby, the fog machines were going crazy. You could not see the person in front of you. Like, if you were a foot and a half away, you could not see it. And it was a bunch of people who looked like Anthony Fantano doing whip-ups. Like, genuinely, it was an insane experience. And then Patrick Holland and Coton were playing, and they were, like, amazing. But it was just, like, such a crazy vibe. Like, you actually could not see anything in front of you.
Right.
But it was beautiful. They put on a bunch of, like, events like that in Van.
Well, that seems, like, fun.
It was really cool. Like, the music was great.
Did you get to talk to him?
No.
No. Big mistake. You should have said, hey, Patrick, have you ever heard of
Bee
Banter?
I was right in front of the DJ booth. I couldn't see him.
Maybe he wasn't there. It's like a Wizard of Oz type scenario.
No, because, you know, I would move my hands around to make sure I knew where I was. I would hit somebody.
Oh. Cinema.
Like, it was actually crazy. But yeah, Patrick Holland is great. And you guys should also listen to Coton. We've played him a few times, yeah. And he released music recently with this article, like Area 101 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. But what else is new? We can talk about Epstein. You know, there's a lot of things we shouldn't talk about, and we're going to talk about them,
yeah.
Like Epstein.
Well, just coming off the heels of the Democracy Now! Interview where they talked about Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, there was this meeting about her, like, handling of the Epstein files and how, like, she's obviously, like, defending, like, the conservatives who are, like,
yeah.
Totally in these files or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, you know, like, what? I'm getting news left, right, and center. Like, our other roommate, Sabrina, is like, guys, Epstein is alive. His Fortnite account was being used the week after his death. He's been playing Fortnite for years. He's alive. Like...
Girl, whatever.
Like, Epstein is alive, and he's...
And he's on Fortnite.
Yeah, and he's where? The Tilted Tower is, like...
Girl, don't play.
That's where he's... Like, girl, go find him. He's hiding.
You know
there.
What's messed up, though, is I used to be a huge Noam Chomsky fan. Maybe not a fan, but I have, like, a couple of his books, and...
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, in the light of this... Also, like, CFRC has a Noam Chomsky public radio PSA, and it's like, well, this has to go now.
Yeah. Other news with Epstein, there's this big music label, like, Weisserman.
Weisserman?
Yeah, that agency, and that represents a lot of artists, and a few artists that, like, Chappell Roan is on it, and she left that agency because of Weisserman's, like, connection, like, uncovering in the Epstein files.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other artists, like Wednesday, who, like, I really love, is also under that agency. But I guess, like, one thing I start to think about is, like, an artist like Chappell Roan can obviously, like, immediately get signed by another label without much effect to them. But, like, some smaller artists like Wednesday, it's a lot harder. But they released a statement being like, guys, we don't like being associated with this name.
Yeah.
Like, we are looking to move agencies. But obviously, they have, like, a team that they're working with. It's a massive company.
Yeah.
So they're like, there's people that we love and trust that have been working with us since we, like, started being a band that we don't just want to leave, but we want to find a way to, like, not be under this label, but keep some of those people who have no connection to this person whatsoever.
Right. Yeah, they put in their statement, like, we have never met this man in our lives.
Yeah, like, and... Like, the people that we work with also have no connection as well.
Right, exactly.
But I feel like it's hard. But, like, I do, like, I think it's good that an artist who can leave is leaving.
Yeah,
do you know
what I
mean?
I have so much respect for Chappell Roan. Like, people really hate on her. But, like, I really do. I do think she's, like, a rare artist who has, like, a backbone and a spine when it comes to this kind of stuff.
But also, like, I think I do stand with, like, Wednesday being, like, listen, like, it's a bit more complicated. Like, we could leave this label and not get signed as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that...
But I think fair. Their goal is, like, once they're able to financially, like, it'll happen.
Yeah. But crazy stuff, because, you know, he's still alive playing Fortnite. I, like, just, I think this could all be cleared if we just message him on Fortnite. Like, let's get on whatever, like, get on PlayStation Live.
Right.
Like, message him.
Girl, what are your next songs?
My last two songs are bangers. I'm playing Love Yourself by World Peace, DMT, and Rowan, please.
So good.
Bangers. And What I Like to Call Aiden, My Passenger Princess by Bailey.
By Bailey. Let's play them.
Play them.
So I pull up to the club with my pants. for dessert, I'm at the box. Wearing a skirt so short it shocks. And if my girl says we should leave, I'll get the car and then we're gonna leave. So I pull up to the club and I'm passenger, princess lipstick.
You just listened to Love Yourself by World Please DMT and Rowan Please and Passenger Princess by Bailey on CFRC.
Bangers.
How'd you like the Hobo Johnson track?
Oh my God. Sarah was saying it sounded like Hobo Johnson.
No, but in a good way. In a good way, if that could be possible.
No, I really like that song.
Like, sometimes when I need to, like, inflict pain on myself, I watch the Hobo Johnson Tiny Desk.
Oh my gosh.
I want to go to Paris.
Like, boy, shut up. Don't mess me up.
New tiny guys for all the insufferable people out there.
There's a geese tiny desk. I haven't watched it yet.
It's only three. It's so short.
Really?
It's only three songs. It's a fundraiser, okay. Tiny desk. It's so you hate everyone and you're only going to play three songs.
Wait, were they only allowed to?
I don't know. I don't know how it worked. Yeah. But I remember, at the beginning of it, Cameron Winters like, guys, are you guys? I thought this was supposed to be like NPR, like employees. Like, y'all buy tickets to this? What is this?
Wait, really? I thought it was the employees.
I think it's partially NPR workers, and then they like sell tickets for some of them.
Oh, okay. I see. Wait, that's T. I didn't know that.
That's T.
But shout out, Cameron Winter. Have y'all ever heard about Cameron Winter?
Table by the door.
Do it again.
Wallet on the ground. The day
I've met who I'm gonna be. Everyone's turning the show off. Guys, I want to just talk about some movies that are coming out that I'm excited for.
Okay,
can I do that?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to be watching Magellan this break on Sunday when I get back in Toronto at the Review Cinema. So if you see me there. At the Review, whatever.
We're in Canada.
No, the Review. It's like R-E-V-U-E.
Oh, sorry.
Girl, don't play. At the Review Cinema, if you're there for that screening and you see me, say hi. You guys should all go. It's like probably my most anticipated this year. Lav Diaz.
And coming back, which is something that anyone in Kingston can do, there is a film festival.
Yes, in Kingston Film Festival.
From when to when? It's the last few weeks of February.
Yes. We're going to be watching
The Blue Heron,
Blue Heron by Sophie Romvari, which I'm really excited about. I'm not a huge fan of her documentary stuff, but this is her first... oh my gosh, guys. This is her first like fiction feature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting. And it's getting rave reviews from everybody I know. So
that's
I'm really
beautiful.
Hyped about it.
But there's a bunch of other movies that are playing. That and there's a lot of like people in attendance at the screenings. I know that there's two viewings for Blue Heron and what like the producer will be at one of them or something like that.
It's exciting. But some other movies, I Want Your Sex by Gregor Rocky is coming out.
Guys, Gregor Rocky. What was the other Gregor Rocky movie that
Nowhere? Was that the one you
Oh my watched? God, Smiley Face, which is crazy. Yeah, Nowhere is really good though. You guys should watch it.
Mm-hmm. It's a banger.
Oh my God, I cannot believe that he worked on the Dahmer show.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
a little
insane.
Awky.
Guys, don't watch that.
Yeah, don't watch that. But I'm really excited. Cooper Hoffman's in it. I love Cooper Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman's son. He's a fantastic actor.
And one thing about Aiden is he loves Philip Seymour Hoffman. Like every time we see him in a movie, which is often, he's like, guys. He, like, grips the chair beside him.
I love him. I miss him.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Take your loved ones out on a date on Valentine's Day. I'm super excited to go out for dinner with Aiden. And then when the server comes, I'm going to be like, I'm going to look at Aiden and I'm going to be like, can I get fries? And then he's going to be like,
yes.
And I'll be like, I'm just going to get the salad. I'm sorry.
I keep seeing videos of people doing that.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then every time that you, like, lift your fork, I'm going to flinch.
That's messed up. That's
guys, the Super Bowl happened this weekend.
Oh my gosh. Of course, Drake bet on the Patriots.
Who was watching the Turning Point?
Oh my God, the Turning Point halftime show. Genuinely, I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to say this on air. Yeah, actually, maybe I won't.
Say it. Say it. Maybe I won't.
But I think there needs to be consequences for some of that.
And it should be death to all of them. Is that what you were going to say? Like Wendy Williams, death to all of them. Who you think they should die?
I mean, no, that was Sarah clapping. That was messed up, Sarah.
No, but who was, I saw clips of it and
Wendy,
I was like.
Wendy Williams, when she said, and you too, Mr. Spears, death to all of them. Like, I think about that all the time.
Yeah. I miss her too. Girl, she's still around.
I know, but okay. She's not doing her show. It's basically like, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't care about football. I got it explained to me during the game. Bad Bunny was pretty good.
Bad Bunny was pretty good. It was okay. I thought the game was boring as hell this time. Yeah. Because, like, first of all, of course, I was rooting for the Seahawks because I don't like the Patriots. And also, Drake bet on the Patriots, we found out. And whenever Drake bets on something, always, this is an easy life hack. Like, bet against Drake every time, you're going to have bans on bans on bans. Like, actually, this man does not know how to.
Yeah, you're going to buy Pharrell's necklace or whatever, bans on bans on bans. Like, you can afford anything with that.
Guys. Yeah.
We've had a great time with you.
Yeah. This was a rocky episode. There's a lot. I think Eric's mad at me.
But that's okay. We're going to leave you with a little song, right? No.
Can I do a little tune?
Yeah.
Today, I've met who I'm going to be.
I'm about to turn off your mic.
From now on, and he's a piece of... Oh. Sorry, guys. Cameron Winter possessed me.
I hope he never, like, get that white man out of you. Like, I hope he never possesses you again. Guys, okay. You low-key have Cameron Winter jaw.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a good time with you this week. I'm really sorry you had to endure this.
Yeah, this was fun.
Please don't report me.
I'm reporting Sarah. And next up, we're going to be playing Basement Noise.
Yeah, the second week it's running.
Yeah, second episode of Basement Noise. So
stay tuned for that. And we'll see you next week on
Banter, the only show.
Bye.
Good afternoon. It's finally 2 p.m., which means you are now listening to Basement Noise on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, Emily. Welcome back, everyone. I've got some really good songs queued up for today, including, but not limited to, Pierce the Veil, Mom Jeans, and Modern Baseball, and also some newer stuff that I've recently been getting into, and I want you guys to get into as well. The vibe of today is definitely more of a chill, like pop punky vibe, and also some Midwest emo as well. So first off, we're going to start with Tears Over Beers by Modern Baseball and Feel Shame.